other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's January 3rd, 2005. We made it to 05, ladies and gentlemen. Already into hour number two. Ghosts. Toll-free number to join us on air. Wide open phones today. Your chance to ring in the new year with us. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Ann and Steve and Larry and Mark, everybody else, your calls are coming up here momentarily, so stay with us. You know, I'd like to hear from callers on this Washington Post article, U.S. preparing for lifetime jailing of terror suspects without trial. And they say in here they can't even have tribunals because they don't even have hearings, witnesses, and evidence for secret tribunals, and their own officers are quitting in droves, refusing to go along with this. And so now the CIA and the State Department will just hold you for life, including U.S. citizens, by the way. This is out of Inside India and the Indian Daily. It's also out of major Italy newspapers in Italy. Human hand behind earthquake and tsunamis. That's the headline. I don't even necessarily believe that, but they admit they have some of these earthquake weapons they've tried to develop. I don't know if they successfully developed them, but it's getting pretty weird when mainstream media is saying this. I got some emails I want to read as well. But something I want to talk about in this hour just a little bit is on PrisonPlanet.com right now on the right-hand side. We have news in focus, picture images with text, rediscovered photos emphasize Bohemian Grove sacrifice obsession. And one of these photos I'd seen on the University of California at Berkeley's website years ago and then couldn't find it again. It did resurface along with another photo that came from the same batch where the photo of the guy in the black hood doing the sacrifice that was in last year's 100 Greatest Vintage Photos in National Geographic. So these are real photos from Bohemian Grove. But the new one is police officers and a bunch of other people at Bohemian Grove standing around a bound black child. Or midget. It could be a person of very short person. It could be that too. And you can look at the detailed photograph, and you can look at the facial expressions and the attitudes of the men around the body. And if these pictures don't tell a million words, I don't know what does. And so I want to go over this as well in the shower. The occult is real. The elites are into it. Skull and Bones is real. The New World Order is real. And, I mean, this stuff's in National Geographic nowadays. So get it through your brains, folks. We're talking about real things. Our Christian conservative leaders, on the surface, are really a pack of heathen devil worshipers. And I don't care how crazy it sounds or how weird it is, truth is stranger than fiction. I snuck in there in 2000, and by the grace of God, I'm still alive. I wonder every day how I am. And caught their satanic ritual on video. Well, we got photos of this going back to 1915, 1909, you name it. And so I would suggest you skedaddle over to PrisonPlanet.com and email this out to everybody and spread the word to folks in your area, because this new photo is powerful. Looks like something in a cross between the black and white photo in the, at the end of The Shining or Eyes Wide Shut. Just your friendly rulers, nice folks. How about we hand in our firearms? They'll be much nicer to us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into Bohemian Grove a little bit, then we'll go back to your calls. Again, this came out about 6 months ago, and of all places, National Geographic. And this is the caption. An old photo from Bohemian Grove on the National Geographic website appeared with the following caption. Power Party. Photograph by Gabriel Molin, 1915. To purge himself of worldly concerns, a member of the elite Bohemian Club participated in the 1915 cremation of care ceremony, complete with candles and a robed and hooded comrade to guide him. This private club of influential men still meets annually north of San Francisco and uses a symbolic ritual to kick off its summer retreat. But today the ceremony involves burning a mummy-like effigy named Care at the foot of the group's mascot, a 40-foot tall, 12-meter tall concrete owl. And it shows, I mean, it looks like something out of the Grim Reaper. It's the high priest in this sinister black robe over the body that they're doing the mock sacrifice on. And they call it a mummy at what I videotaped July 15th, 2000, when I snuck in. Full-color video. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And again, mainstream media, New York Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Press Democrat, the Bohemian, that's one of the local papers there in Santa Rosa, they admit that I snuck in, that I got the video. The group admits it. So this is mainstream, folks, okay? And then they just flaunt it. The group released this photo last year and put it in National Geographic of them doing a mock sacrifice. I mean, what is this? Like everything else, they're just in our face. We have the clip of Richard Milhouse Nixon released by his presidential library. It had been in Harper's Magazine, his quote to the reporter. Little did the reporter know that Nixon was recording him, where Nixon goes, you know about the homosexuals, and he played the clip before, you know about the homosexuals stuff going on in San Francisco, how bad it is, how rampant. Well, let me tell you, Bohemian Grove, it's the most GD blah, blah, blah thing, I'm not going to say it all, I've ever seen. That's all that goes on there. So there's, and then you got the New York Post last year admitting that, you know, headline, top gay porn star services moguls at Bohemian Grove. That's Rupert Murdoch's magazine newspaper telling me. Why are they flaunting people in robes and top gay porn stars? And why are they just throwing it in our face? Again, get it through your head. If you're listening for the first time, if you're a police officer or somebody, you're going, oh, whatever, sure, National Geographic, right, yeah, I bet. Hey, you better take me serious. You think I'm just on the air saying this? You think I'd get away with this day after day if it wasn't true? Get up off your hind end, go to the library, get the issue from, what, 6 months ago, a National Geographic, the 100 greatest vintage photos, and it's in there. Now, that's just one photo. I wanted to cover that first. I mean, I've been there. And then how does that change your worldview about George Bush and Bush Sr.? We got photos of them there. We got dozens of mainstream news articles that have admitted, you know, they've been videoed driving into there. They go there. Rediscovered photos emphasize Bohemian Grove sacrifice obsession, prisonplanet.com. Recently rediscovered photos depicting sacrifices, mock sacrifices, seen from the early 20th century Bohemian Grove gatherings appear to contradict official claims that a mock sacrifice is being made and that real humans have never been sacrificed in the ritual. These photos originally appeared on the Berkeley University of California website, which is often used as a mouthpiece for the Bohemian Grove Club. You can click to enlarge the photos. The first photograph appears to show a lynching or public execution. If the body is a mannequin, it is certainly very authentic. Click to see an enlargement. Judging by the look of the hand, this is a real person. I don't know if that's the case, but who knows? But the next one's what's really scary. There can be little doubt about the second photo. The person is clearly a black child or midget. He is strapped down on a board. One of the figures in the foreground, actually two of them, appear to be policemen. The picture is dated 1909. And there's about 50 people. Let me see. One, two, three, four. Four of them police. Standing around with very serious looks on their faces. And I've zoomed in on the black person. The person doesn't look like they're doing too well. And boy, if it's a mannequin, then it needs to be in Madame Cousseau's, or whatever she's called, wax museum. It's very good likeness. And, I mean, what is this? And when I was there, the ritual started in total darkness. 1,500 people all gather on one side of this pond, and there's the big owl at the end of it, the owl shrine, as it's called. You sit there in the dark for about 10 minutes, right when it gets dark, and then all of a sudden, out march about 20-plus priests in black, and one driving a wagon, horse-drawn, a flat-backed wagon, flatbed wagon, with a small, bound body. And there's these big black sheets that have been unfurled from the redwoods, and you're about, at this point, about 60, 70 yards away, because they're on the other side of the pond. And then the idol's about 150 yards away at the front of the pond. They're on the other side, right across from you. And it's in this gorge with these redwoods around you. Very beautiful. And there's this big, black, unfurled canopy, and then for about 15 minutes, something goes on behind the canopy, and that's when all the old men around me were going, oh, yeah, it was real serious. Oh, something was, oh, man, that was the height of whatever was going on. And then it appears a boat, and there's a guy with the face like death with a black hood on, pulling the body, the effigy, they tell you, across to the high priest, who's now appeared at the foot of the owl right there at the bottom of the steps by the water. And they take the effigy and they take it up there and it begs for its life, and it's all done theatrically, and then they set it on fire and it screams. And it's a ritual to get rid of your conscience and like to put all your cares and your problems like a giant voodoo doll onto the body. I mean, black magic experts, a lot of people looked at this. This is some serious, this is high-level occult stuff. No, devil worshippers don't dance around like Anton LaVey in red pajamas, folks, with plastic horns and a pitchfork. No, this is how they operate. This is serious. And, I mean, I'm looking at a National Geographic photo where they're doing a mock sacrifice. I've got another one here where they've got a bound small black person. And then I've got quotes out of the Bible, out of the encyclopedia, out of the dictionary about this. And it is scary. Here's a quote out of Leviticus 18:21. You must not give any of your children as an offering to Moloch, so that you do not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus 20, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, you are to say to the Israelites, any man from the Israelites or from the foreigners who reside in Israel who gives any of his children to Moloch must be put to death. The people of the land must pelt him with stones. I myself will set my face against the man who cut him off from the midst of his people, because he has given some of his children to Moloch, and thereby defiled my sanctuary and profaned my holy name. If, however, the people of my land shut their eyes to that man when he gives some of his children to Moloch, so that they do not put him to death, I myself will set my face against that man and his clan. I will cut off from the midst of the people both him and all those who follow after him in prostitution to commit prostitution by going after Moloch. Here's one out of Kings. The king ruined Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom so that no one could pass his son or his daughter through the fire to Moloch. Jeremiah. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the sun. Again, this god has many different names. It's represented as a bull, as an owl, as a goat. That's where you get Baphomet. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire into Moloch, which I commanded them not. Neither came into my mind that they should do this abomination, the cause Judith to sin. And then I've got another quote here. I'm looking for it, where it talks about King Solomon actually built one of these and started the sacrifice back up again. Is that literally like 20 more quotes here? And then we have ancient engravings of Moloch, if you want to look at it, and it's a fiery pit really at the base of the feet. You hear that they threw them in, but in all the engravings, it's at the base. They throw children in. And at the Bohemian Grove headquarters in San Francisco, they have images carved in stone of men throwing a baby into a fire. Very friendly fellows. How about we give up all our rights to them? Let's just be their slaves. They'll take good care of us. They're not into bad things. There's not bad people in the world. Let's just be their minions. We'll be safe then.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, welcome back. Let's hurry through your calls now, then I'll get into a bunch of other important news. Ann in Texas, welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead, Ann.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Fine.
I want to speak to you about something else, but since the Bohemian Grove thing came up, well, I want to share this with you. My son's in-laws live in George Bush's house here in Dallas. I guess when he owned the baseball team.
Yes.
And I was 32, my son is. I haven't seen him in almost 2 years. And I saw him go from a very, very loving young man. And he owns a golf shop, and I would, you know, leave. I helped him get it set up and everything, and I'd leave, and I'd be walking out the door, and he'd say, Mom. And I'd turn around, and he'd say, Mom, pray for me. And I said, well, mother always prays for you. He went from that to calling me names that you would not believe. And I did not understand all of this that was happening, but I got the Matrix book by David Icke.
Ike.
Okay. And he had your name that you had been through the Bohemian Grove.
So let me understand this. Your family has now moved into the former house that the president had there in Dallas?
My son's mother and father-in-law live there.
Okay.
And they have lived there, yes, before. My son and my daughter-in-law lived there, I think, before they got married.
Okay. So what's the connection? I don't...
Well, I'm just saying, you said it is evil. I mean, and we don't know, you know, just exactly how... well, you know more than I do. But I just didn't realize that you know, Satan is very strong if you do not know how to, you know, if you don't have the Lord.
Well, it's real, and unfortunately, the Satanists control most of the so-called Christian churches now. And they're telling them, oh, faith-based initiative, let the feds take over the churches. Oh, the wars are holy. Bush is a man of God. And they ignore the Shinto shrines, the going and worshiping Allah. I mean, Bush is everything to everybody, but when it gets down to the brass tacks, what he really is a Luciferian.
Yes, and you know, you think, I mean, we read in the Bible where it says, you know, that demons will go out of a place, and if they come back and it's cleaned up, that there's not any, you know, you're just being idle, then he goes and brings seven more back with him. So I don't know. I'm just saying, I saw my son go, but that's not the main reason I called.
Yeah, go ahead. Interesting points. We got about a minute or two left. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I'm trusting that my brother, he's a sheriff about 60 miles from you. I spoke with him last night, and he also thinks that I have lost my mind when I try to explain some of this to him. And my little brother is leaving Thursday for Iraq, and he has had two lungs collapse. And so I was just saying, you know, maybe he wouldn't have to go. And then I tried to tell him about the depleted uranium. And so they got real, you know, real upset with me.
And they said that doesn't exist, or it's nutritious or something?
Definitely. And so I begged him to come and get some videos from you. And I just pray that he does. I pray that he does.
Well, he doesn't have to do that. He can just type depleted uranium health effects into a search engine. I mean, the Army's own training manual, which he'll have to go get at a library or something, because they won't give it to him, says it'll kill you. So
yeah.
I don't know why they're getting angry at you. So they think that's a conspiracy theory? They think DU's good for them? Or?
Well, it's just like you said, I've had the vaccine age shot. You know, I said, well, Gordon, what about my, you know, him taking, has he taken the anthrax shot? And he said, well, yes, so have I. And, I mean, he says that he knows Congressman Ron Paul, and that I am absolutely crazy, that none of this is going on. That 9/11...
Well, Ron Paul says we have a world government on this show, and that world government's taking over. That's in my film, Matrix of Evil. I mean, Ron Paul writes articles about it every week.
And this is what I'm saying, Alex. I called to say that I do appreciate you. I hope that he will go into your website. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't know.
Well, they're also in denial.
Very much
so. I mean, if he doesn't think DU's bad for him, I mean, it's the Army's own manual. It's deadly. We'll be back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Thanks for the call, Ann.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for riding shotgun with me. It is the third day of January 2005, my first live broadcast of this brand spanking new year. Let's go back to the calls, get through some more of these callers. I'm going to try to move quick here. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I got two articles I want to know if you heard about today. There is one article out of the Associated Press titled, Several People Questioned in Case of Laser Beam Shot into Airplanes. It says authorities investigating two incidents in which laser beams were aimed at aircraft flying over northern New Jersey have questioned several people but made no arrest, the FBI said Saturday. Federal agents are looking into similar incidents involving lasers and aircraft, including cases in Cleveland, Washington, Houston, Colorado Springs, and Medford, Oregon. You heard about that?
Yeah, it's green lasers, and they're harmless. And they've even now found an individual who, of course, isn't a Muslim, who was just playing a prank. And what happened is, 6 months ago, the FBI put out an alert that terrorists are going to try to use lasers.
Yeah.
And then, and then copycats and idiots, you know, who, everybody's walked down the street before and had somebody aim a laser at you just playing games, or out at restaurants, people aim them at you.
Yeah.
I've been in church before when some child somewhere is playing with a laser pointing it, and so now they get to laser beams. It's like Darth Vader was firing at the
planes.
Yeah,
I know.
So it's just more, and so these copycats heard all these news stories, Al-Qaeda may use lasers, and then they They went, lasers? I never thought to aim my little pointer at a plane.
Yeah, I know. They're all pretty stupid. But, hey, I got one more article that I want to say. One more thing, then I'll get off the air real quick. I got another article dated November 19th. It says vaccinations may be linked to Army medic's death. And it says it goes on to say that she was 22 years old, and she was vaccinated with 5 shots, including for anthrax and smallpox and thypod, I think, and other illnesses. And she was dead a few days later. Did you hear about that article?
Yes, I did. And they give them experimental vaccines all the time, which legally you have to authorize. Even if you're in the military, you're not a captured slave. I mean, they can't order you to eat arsenic or order you to eat cyanide. I mean, you have rights. You're not a total slave. And they experiment on them with experimental drugs and vaccines and don't even let them know that it's against the law.
Yeah.
Now, let me add something to this, because there's another article about how Prozac causes all sorts of birth defects and illnesses, proven if pregnant women take it to their babies, but they're not going to pull it because the government doesn't care.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's all part of the new freedom, sir.
I hear you. Well, hey, let me just tell you real quick, I commend you on getting Michael Peruca on your air show during the election time. That gave him some widespread exposure, and I appreciate that. And I also want to let people know that if they live in Texas, they can go to the Constitution Party website of Texas, which is cptexas.org, and they can go on there and officially sign up as a member of the Constitution Party and help us get ballot access for 2006 so we can get a governor and mayors running for office.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, I voted for Michael Peruca, despite the fact that most of my friends here locally voted for Michael Bagnarik. And I think Michael's a great guy, but I disagree with him on the abortion issue. And so I wasn't part of that campaign. We had him on here, though. Of course, it hasn't stopped neocons out there on the web, so-called patriots, of accusing me of voting for Kerry. When I publicly endorse Michael Peruca and his vice presidential running mate, who I have a lot of respect for as well, Chuck Baldwin. It doesn't matter, though. I've been accused of... the latest thing is I was compared to Hitler, and then they said, and I voted for Kerry. So I love the criticism. The only reason I occasionally talk about the criticisms I get, because I frankly don't care, is that it illustrates, though, that they can't attack me on substantive issues. In fact, the same article said that I've interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger twice, and that Arnold was very nice and friendly on the show. I guess I shouldn't even talk about criticisms like that because they're so ridiculous. I'm like Hitler because my webmaster has the first name Joseph. And so Joseph Goebbels. So it must be, see the connection? It's almost like that article was a joke. And then it says, I've interviewed Arnold, and he's very friendly with me on the air. And so that shows that it's an inside stage deal. Arnold Schwarzenegger's never been on this show. We have played a clip of him talking before. And I didn't vote for John Kerry. I mean, it's just wild. It was like another individual with the whole Gary Webb story. Turned out Gary Webb had actually criticized that individual in the major Boston paper. But now the individual claims basically they're the torchbearer for this person. And the individual created a news headline that I didn't write and then attributed my name to it to criticize me. I mean, it's just people can't, I guess, really criticize me on substantive things. But you mentioned Michael Peruca, and so it made me think about how I had him on, how I endorsed him. It was part of the public record. And then somebody out there said, Alex Jones voted for John Kerry. Okay, well, I'm glad you informed me of that. I didn't know that. But, hey, I guess if you say it, it's true. I get criticized by some people because I don't like Hitler. I'm kind of an anti-Hitler guy. I'm known as that. But now I'm like Hitler, too. Starting to figure this out. Let's talk to Larry, just hung up. Let's talk to Mark in Kansas City. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to get your opinion on something. I saw something a little disconcerting on the CNN early this morning. I'm sure you're familiar with the, I believe they call it the hook 'em horns hand sign.
Yes.
Kind of the occult type hand sign. But also, I guess it also can stand for the University of Texas or something, sports or something.
Yeah, it's the mascot here in Austin at the University of Texas at Austin is a Spanish bull,
uh-huh.
Or the, as it's publicly known, the Longhorn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I was wondering is when I was watching the television this morning, and Bush and his wife were stepping off of the helicopter, and Laura Bush, you know, gave that sign a couple of times, and I wasn't sure if that was meaning an occult type thing or if it was just a sports thing, or
Well, let me go over this for you. We have Bush Sr. doing it, Bush Jr. doing it, Bill Clinton doing it, Hillary Clinton doing it, Prince William doing it, Prince Charles doing it. We have, literally over the years, I've seen hundreds of photographs of politicians, Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife doing it. The sign is the sign of the devil, or it's a sign of hexing someone. And yes, the University of Texas at Austin, and it's a hidden in plain view thing. People think they're doing that, but then they say, oh, George Bush is just doing that, even though he didn't go to UT. He does it on national TV all the time because he's hooking horns. Well, his father didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold's wife didn't go. Bill Clinton didn't go. I have a photo of Bill Clinton at his inauguration when he put his hand on the Bible. With the other hand, he did it. I mean, this is, we have the photo, folks. The video as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Bill Clinton went to Oxford. And to Georgetown, I mean, I guess at Oxford they do that too. I guess it's a longhorn steer as their Spanish bull as their no, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a hidden in plain view thing. And then I get these emails all the time. You say George Bush is doing the Diablo sign. No, he's not. That's the University of Texas. And it just shows how people are living in denial.
Mm-hmm.
No, everybody knows you go to a rock concert or you watch Britney Spears dancing around or Michael Jackson or any of them. They're just constantly doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a hail. You know, you hail Hitler with your hand out. Well, this is the satanic sign. You know, your rock concerts, everybody just nods their head in a mindless chant and, you know, with the Diablo sign up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now people could accidentally do that with their fingers, you know. I mean, I many times have caught myself, you know, when I'm making a point or something, just putting two fingers back or three fingers back and, you know, doing that. But when they're all at key points at inaugurations or getting off helicopters, you know, putting their hand up doing that, that's on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this was definitely, I mean, it was very clear. And then she took a few more steps and then she repeated the gesture and did it even more definitively. And it occurred to me that...
Well, let me just tell you, I've been around Bush's wife. I went to a movie thing to cover it once. They had Texas Film Festival or whatever, and it was at the governor's mansion. This is like 8 years ago, and I'm in there, and, of course, she obviously had watched the TV show. The governor later admitted that. But, I mean, just evil. I mean, just she's crazed. Her eyes are just, I mean, you can just look at somebody. I mean, if I saw that person in a dark alley, I would move away from her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that lady's eyes twinkle.
Well, she does seem to have some mannerisms when I've seen her and the way she looks. That
you ought to see her in person, Bubba.
It also occurred to me that obviously this type of hand symbolism is not a secret. And I was thinking, you know, if you're a president or you're an official, someone in that position has tons of advisors and public relations people, and surely someone would have said, hey, by the way, that signature could be misinterpreted.
Now, it's no big deal that Bill Clinton laid his hand on the Bible and when the other did the Diablo. Bill Clinton, it may not be the mascot at Georgetown or at Oxford, but still, it's just maybe he likes UT too. Maybe Prince William and Prince Charles and you know, maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife. Just, it's a friendly thing they do, sir. It's Christian. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I mean, we got to learn this, folks. All right. I mean, next time, you know, your kid wants to go to a rock concert and it's a death metal band and they come home and are doing that, just go, oh, look at Junior. He's doing the Christian sign. Like, maybe we should take the crosses out of the churches and put giant pentagrams up. That's what it is the goat. Maybe we should have Baphomet in the church. I'm being sarcastic here, folks. This is how stupid it's gotten. How, you know, just, you walk into a church, it's a giant goat up there, giant, you know, and then the preacher starts doing this, and you go, oh, it's of the Lord. Literally. Folks, we've got an article on Infowars.com called Illuminati's Secret Language Hidden in Plain View. And it goes through a bunch of this. Folks, I don't know of a corporate logo of media or banking that isn't a pyramid, and about a third of them have triple sixes in the middle of the pyramid. I'll never forget on my way up to Kansas City a year and a half ago to give a speech. And of course, the truck drove by us before I could get the camera out and get it going. And I did a web search. I couldn't find it. It was Decker Trucking, a giant red pyramid on the side with 666 at the bottom in gold. I mean, it wasn't even hidden. All over Austin. Well, the Congressional Medal of Honor, folks, is an upside-down star with satanic symbols in the points of the star on top of it. You can go get a magic book, and those symbols are in it. Austin Land and Cattle Company, big steakhouse downtown, upside-down star. The Republican Party logo has the upside-down star. Just it never stops. You ever heard the Lone Star State, Texas? Better research it. But again, and even if you aren't a Christian, you don't believe in God, I do. Still, you know throughout history, people go nuts, elites go nuts and think they're God, and they've been in the occult, and that's what these people are into, and they've always been rebellious, and even back in the Dark Ages, they were into the occult, and they're still into it, and that's what they're in, and that's what they do. Let's go back. I got to go quicker here. Who's up next? Michael in Washington State. Go ahead, Michael.
Happy New Year, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I was noticing something about those, well, getting back to what you're saying about the symbolism. You know, the ancient druids did all of their witch casting and all of their spells were cast with the with a branch of the holly tree. Thus, we get Hollywood spinning us all this magic constantly.
And Aleister Crowley, it's admitted, coined the term, you're a star. He coined movie star, star. Everyone's a star.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much symbolism that we just accept it, but they believe in it, and apparently it has some sort of power to them. But I was noticing on those new pictures about Bohemian Grove, the one that has the dog in it, there's a pic with, I think, the constable standing there, and the,
yes,
and the body on the table. I blew it up, and I lightened it, and I adjusted the contrast, and clearly below the table, there is, it looks like three women sitting on the ground. It's kind of interesting, and either they're women or they're...
No, you can see that, and then if you also look, a bunch of people are doing weird hand signals.
Yeah, one guy waving, but the looks of the people, the faces are such that it's not a joke. I mean, they just have these intent looks on their face, like
glaring Aleister Crowley looks.
Yeah, it's
no. I mean, that's what these people do. They go around with their eyes bugged out of their head.
Oh man, and I've been collecting Grove pictures, and so I really like these.
But what do you think, this poor black person, what do you think is going on with them?
Oh, wrong place at the wrong time. Apparently, they lynched him, and then now they're all holding their flags and gawking at the body on this table. It's just, it's disgusting. Oh, man. The more I see,
Sir, are you evil? Are you with Al Qaeda? You're not a Christian conservative, are you? You're against Satanism?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well,
and I used to give my friends a hard time about that Longhorn sign that were into heavy metal back
back in the day. And
again, at a rock concert, while they're going Satan, Satan, 666, the sign isn't for the devil. The sign's for UT.
I've heard it was also a universal sign of love.
Exactly. See, you're learning. There you go.
That my friends tried to pass off on me many years ago, and I've never heard it again. And
no, it is. It's exactly. So you're learning now.
Uh-huh.
When you go watch a death metal band go like 666 devil devil, and they're doing that, they're loving. It's a love thing. When Bill Clinton does it, it's a love.
It must be.
It's a sign of love, sir. Just never mind that we've got almost every president doing it in the last 50 years, and just a friendly thing. It's a little friendly thing they do. Just a friendly thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you sleep tight tonight, and just they're nice people. Like, look at the photo, National Geographic, and the black hood, and the sacrifice. I mean, that's a friendly thing.
Alex, I put together a video of the effects of depleted uranium on the people of Iraq, and I'd like to email it to you.
Email it to Paul Watson at Prison Planet. I mean, go to the Prison Planet. It says email webmaster. Send it there. I'd love it. We'll post it. God bless. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Completely normal to have most of your presidents going and putting on black robes and doing mock sacrifices and having a black child strapped down. I'm sure that's completely normal. Like the New York Post reported, busing in the top gay porn star, you know, people like that. That's part of the Christianness. Of course, I don't think it is, but, you know, who am I? I'm evil Alex Jones. You know, I don't run around doing the Diablo sign all day, so who knows? I may be Al-Qaeda-ish or something. Before we go to Sherry and Brian and others that are patiently holding and a ton of other news in the third hour that's coming up, I might as well once today plug my videos. Still haven't taken down the special. Just been so busy, so you can take advantage of it. Videos upwards, well, actually more than 70% off. American Dictators, documenting the stage election of 04. It's into Skull and Bones, Bush, Kerry, the Patriot Acts, the New World Order, the latest 9/11 information. It's a great all-around video, $5.95. When you buy one copy for $19.95, each additional copy $5.95, so you can buy four or five copies, give them as gifts, or just get one and make copies of it. Just get the word out. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, normally $25.95, one copy for $24.95, each additional copy for $5.95. This is just running for a couple more days. I've got to tell my webmaster, I still haven't gotten around to it, to take that special down. We'll probably be offering some new specials, but I don't think they'll be as good as this. But it's great films, and it also supports us. I have a 9/11 special, four 9/11 videos, Eric Huffman's, George Humphrey's, my two 9/11 films, and Paul Watson's 300-plus page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, for $59.95. That's a $53 discount, or close to half off. A bunch of different specials on the website right now, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to get any of the videos. Operators are there right now. They're there to answer your questions, no obligation to buy. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And I've been talking a lot about Bohemian Grove, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, our infiltration of the Grove, the history of it, the video of the ritual. It's a good film, very good film, excellent film. You need to have it. And that film is not on special, but it's $25.95. You order three videos, though, they all go down to $20. That's an $18 discount, so I guess it is on sale if you get three videos. That toll-free number again, 1-888-253-3139. Or if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can watch Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove right now for 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out. Okay, let's go to Sherry in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to inform you and some of your listeners of something that I've done. In September last year, I was basically, me and my family were accosted coming through the TSA. I was basically strip searched in front of hundreds of people. They tried to forcefully get me to put my son down on cold cement. Anyway, it was an awful situation.
And by the way, it's on purpose, Rand Corporation, everybody, putting it out, training you how to be a slave. This is all about humiliation.
Absolutely, and they did do that. But, Alex, I fought back, and with the help of Free Enterprise Society in Sacramento, California, I filed the tort claim in the amount of $28 million for all the abuse and harassment. And I just got a response. So,
oh, what was that?
It's great. They're saying that they have received my claim and they're going to process, and that within 6 months of the date, if it's not been resolved or I'm unsatisfactory with the amount, or I'm a bit nervous here. I'm sorry. Unsatisfactory or has not been resolved.
They're offering to settle.
Well, I think that's going to be the next step. But I sent you a copy of the tort claim, and it goes into detail how they just totally interrogated us.
They make women drink their own milk. I'm sure you've heard of that story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen humiliation of World War II vets who were in walkers with oxygen tanks. Stay there. We'll talk about it more in the third hour. Stay with us.
Hello, folks.